and maintain their own telephone line and didn't pay anybody anything except if you called Central and got long distance, then you had to pay.
Wow. So he called from one and wanted to call her to the other.
We call each other.
Wow.
But you just pick up the phone and call any of them, and all of them was on the phone. When the phone rang, everybody got on the phone.
Is that when they had the party line?
No, it wasn't a party line. It was
just one
all
line.
The phones were on one line.
Wow. I didn't know about that.
If somebody called me, everybody else would hear it ring, and they'd listen like my grandmother's ring was five shorts.
Oh.
And our ring was two longs and four shorts.
So everybody had a different ring.
Different rings.
I didn't know
but
that.
Anytime the phone rang, nine tenths of them grabbed it. See, that was the only communication. There's no other communication. The first radio I ever had, I'd worked part time after school and got enough money to buy a battery powered radio. We didn't even have electricity. Battery powered radio. I had a car battery in it, right? And on Saturday night, all the neighbors would come in to listen to the Grand Ole Opry. And you've heard the song is turn it on WF, whatever it is, and pull the knob, and everybody shut up. That was just about it. And a few things changed. My dad's house was, oh Lord, it was a big house. Didn't have but six rooms in it, but the smallest room in it was probably 14 by 16. And the living room was as big as this room. The dining room was nearly this big. Kitchen was nearly this big. And when we finally got electricity in here, Mr. was the only man that could do electrical work. And Dad called him and told him to come and wire our house. And he came down and wired the house. All the wiring, fuse box and everything. You know how much it cost?
$15.
$15.
Wow. Wow.
Completely wired out. Had one old green cord in each room with a bulb in it with a pull string. And then there was one on the front porch, one on the back porch, one in the hall. So there was seven pull chains. That's all it was in the whole house. Didn't have any wall receptacles. And then when we begin to get other stuff and we'd get this and get that, and your electric bill was like $2.80 or $3 a month. Well, then we begin to get all this electrical stuff and people had put in stoves and a refrigerator and fuss about the bill going up. My bill used to be $2.80 and look at it now. Now I've only added a stove, refrigerator, and electric iron and this, that, and the other, see. But it.
Did you ever have a well?
Had a well up until, let's see, when they did the, we finally, several years after we got electricity, we put a pump in the well. The well was on the back porch.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about when people first got TV? Do you remember the first people to have a television? Were you guys the first people to have a television?
No, I didn't have a TV. I didn't have a TV until after I was married. I don't remember who had, but TVs were high. I know when TVs came out, I was working with a partner in Roswell, and we were selling TVs. And you'd sell one, and you'd have to wait till the technician could come out and put up your antenna and set it up. And a guy came in one Friday afternoon, drunk as a cooter, wanting a new TV. And I knew him, and he says, I'll buy one right now and pay for it, but I want it installed tomorrow. And the man that owned the store told him, says, we can't do that. And he got a little bit belligerent and was fussing and whatnot. Finally, the boss man, I says, sell it to him, I'll put it up. You can't do that. I said, sell it to him, I'll put the dad blame thing up. I'd been out and watched them put up a couple.